Should I go no contact with my mother or something less drastic? Read this first. There's usually a last straw, a deal breaker, the final insult you just can't ignore. You might find yourself saying, I have no other choice except to go no contact with my mother. What's more, I can't find the words to tell her what she's done wrong. For a read about that, go here. That may indeed be the right choice to go no contact, but you will be helped if you take a moment to think this through. First, realize you do have a choice. Is this you? Angry, resentful, and feeling betrayed? You've come away from a visit or a conversation that makes you feel like lashing out or caving into yourself in defeat. Mom says the thing, or has done the thing, that kills whatever hope you had for a good relationship with her. At what point did you say, enough? Enough abuse, dysfunction, bullying, mama drama, intrusions, insults, and toxicity for one lifetime, you say. You've reached the end of your rope, the last straw, and you just can't let her treat you this way. Frankly, you don't know what else to do. Let me help you. First of all, you're not alone. Almost every daughter of a difficult mother I see in psychotherapy struggles with drawing the line and drawing a hard line with her mother. Let's start with some real-life examples of clients that are fed up with mom. Seated on my psychotherapy couch, Sarah is in agony. She says, I can't take one more discussion of my faults. Nothing is ever good enough for her. No matter what I do, she weighs in with criticism and judgment. I get off the phone in tears, feeling terrible about myself. Who needs that? I'd be better off never talking to her again. In a later session, Emily says, Mom's a black hole. I constantly take care of her and have nothing left for myself. Her neediness is sucking the life out of me. Everything turned into a drama. Whatever happens, it's always my fault. When will this end? Still later, Susan says, my mother is toxic. She poisons everything she touches. She twists the truth, constantly manipulates to make herself look good instead of owning up to anything. I've had it with her lies and manipulations. After what she said to me yesterday, I am never speaking to that woman again. Angry, resentful, and feeling betrayed. You've come away from a conversation or a visit that makes you feel like lashing out or caving into yourself in defeat. Mom said the thing or done the thing that kills whatever hope you had for a good relationship. There's just no coming back from this one, you tell yourself. Should I go no contact with my mother, you ask? So maybe she's criticized you for the last time, or she's created so much unnecessary drama she's exhausted all the goodwill, second chances, or patience you've got in you. Or you've exhausted yourself, trying to please yourself. Nothing's ever good enough for her. Either way, you are out of emotional gas. In the course of a psychotherapy day, I hear more than one daughter, especially those trapped in the role of the good daughter, struggle with one agonizing question. Should I go no contact with my mother or do something less drastic? Okay, when it makes sense to go no contact with your mother. Sometimes going no contact is the only acceptable option, especially for daughters of mothers who fall into the antisocial, psychopathic, and end of the psychological spectrum. Cutting off all contact can be the only way to save yourself. Or if you have to put up with abusive treatment in order to be in contact with her and you want to call it quits, you have it within your rights to decide who you will give access. Full stop. Should you go no contact? Sometimes it's as plain as day. The short answer is probably yes if your mother is one of these mothers. Okay, how can you tell if your mother is one of those moms? antisocial, sociopathic, or extremely narcissistic or disturbed moms. Ask yourself the following questions. Does mom regularly break the law, lie, steal, cheat, without any show of remorse? Number two, is she intentionally cruel and seem to take pleasure in causing others misery? Three, does she possess no capacity for empathy, no matter the circumstance? Four, has she shown little to no capacity for self-reflection? Five, you need to get off the roller coaster with a mother who's making your life hell. Okay, now the sociopathic mother is frankly rare. She is, however, someone you need to protect yourself from. If you can be 100% sure, she's incapable of accessing basic human emotions. You need to get away and fast. No contact is definitely in order. But if you're on the fence, I may have another option for you. So, for most narcissistic, borderline, or personality disordered moms, many of whom land somewhere on a spectrum, you have other options to exercise before you deploy the nuclear option, going no contact. Remember, you always have that option. So, as angry and ready to take action as you are, thinking through this one will pay off in the long run, even if you ultimately decide to go no contact. So, stick with me here and ask yourself, now, is mom controlling, manipulative, and self-centered when her back is up against the wall? But when the heat is off and she doesn't feel threatened, can she show empathy? Does she follow the rules in some aspect of her life, even when it's not to her advantage? Now, I want to be sure you know, if your answer is yes, that doesn't mean mom's behavior is okay in my book. Not by a long shot. It just means she has other more human, psychological tools in her toolbox. Okay. Here in my experience, this is where daughters go wrong. Insist, mom, admit she is wrong and that you are right. Number two, insist mom agree to therapy and works on changing herself. And if not, you're going to go no contact. Well, what's wrong with that? You say, mom is wrong and she needs to admit it before anything can change. She's the one that's messed up and needs help. Is it that obvious? In a perfect world, yes. But in my experience, the approach rarely goes well. You see, mom's way of thinking and doing things have been ingrained over years and years. She's very practiced at it. She's really unlikely to make a 180-degree turn. So giving mom this kind of ultimatum, you're likely to get defensive pushback rather than hoped-for concession. But why, you ask, is only asking for her to own her part in the dysfunction and agree to change her ways? That's all I'm doing. Is that too much to ask? Okay, this answer isn't so much about what's fair as it is about what's possible. And I want to set you up for success, not failure. Here's the unvarnished truth as I know it. A mother whose personality structure has been dependent on deflecting blame and criticism is virtually allergic to taking responsibility for her actions. She will hardly ever admit to being wrong, think she needs therapy, or commit to acting differently, at least not in this lifetime. Think of it this way. Mom has been using her defense mechanisms for pretty much her entire life, certainly way before you came along. As such, she will have encountered resistance to her ways. And if none of the consequences she's encountered thus far have been enough to make her reconsider and self-reflect, you can bet she's unlikely to give them up now. In her mind, personality disordered mind, admitting she's wrong, messed up, or needs to change will dismantle her entire psychologically constructed house of cards. She will fight to the psychological death to give it up, even if it destroys all of her relationships in the process. Now, deep breath. It doesn't make it right, but it does make it real. I want you to know what you're really dealing with, okay? So, yes, if mom is that difficult, she isn't going to back down, and she's not going to be the one to admit she has a problem. Okay, does that mean mom's hopeless and you have no other choice but to go no contact? I would argue no, not right away anyway. But the change that needs to happen is within you. Stay with me. You have to get clear on the fact that you matter. I know that sounds Mickey Mouse or like, oh, eye rolly, but hear me out. So instead of demanding she'll change, you must realize your value and act accordingly. I'm going to show you how. You might ask, well, why is this so hard for me to do? Well, you see, the thing you need to do is the thing that is hardest for you to do. That's because you have had no practice or support for claiming your needs. Life as a good daughter has revolved around your mother's needs, your mother's moods and preferences. It's like a muscle you've hardly ever used, so it's atrophied. You don't know. You don't really know that your needs, preferences, and opinions count too. Not yet, anyway. So ironically, demanding your mother change, and deep down knowing she ain't gonna change, is just another version of making her the one that matters. Get it? When you put her on the defensive, you'll be dealt an onslaught of excuses, deflections, accusations, and well-worn arguments. You know this. Either that, or she'll play the victim and crumble in a heap of tears designed to make you feel guilty and disarm you. Most difficult mothers have black belts in launching an offense as the best defense for playing the victim so you won't hold her accountable. She's been in training for this one her whole life. What's more, with this paradigm, before you know it, it's all about her again. Here's the other problem with deploying the no contact option right out of the gate. After the anger subsides and the amnesia of time washes over you, you're in danger of succumbing to the biggest boundary caving emotion of them all, guilt. Especially for the daughter trapped in the good daughter role, guilt has her in a vice grip. When the guilt sets in, I usually hear, you know, as a psychotherapist, I usually hear some variety of, but she's my mother. She did the best she could. She didn't let me starve. I'll give her that one. Besides, what's she going to do without me? I can't cut off my own mother, can I? But let me tell you, feeling guilty and being guilty are two different things. You may feel guilty that you're destroying her life, but only be guilty of wanting a healthy, boundaried relationship. Okay, so you have to prepare. Otherwise, she's going to knock you off your game at the first sign of resistance. So, if you have some tenderness in your relationship with mom, guilt can swamp you and kill off your resolve as soon as you can say, Mother, may I? Then before you know it, you're back in the subservient, submissive position with mom, apologizing for upsetting her. You don't want to go there. Now keep in mind, also, if you go no contact, time will pass. And before you know it, there's going to be a wedding, a funeral, the birth of a baby in your family, your extended family, somebody that you mutually know. So will you stay away and miss out? In some cases, staying away is necessary. Being in the same room with mom isn't worth your sanity. But if you declare no contact, be prepared. From now on, the losses that come along will keep on adding up. Okay, and that's, You may be fine with that, and I can understand there are some instances where that is fine. That's the best outcome. However, you wonder if there's a way, an approach that won't box you in. So when you ask, should I go no contact, you have to face this central truth. When you lay down any version of, quote, this isn't working for me, unquote, it's going to cause some upset. Mom isn't all of a sudden going to roll over and acquiesce. Oh, she'll kick up a fuss of some kind, even if the fuss comes in the form of silent treatment. So, another approach, yes. An alternative, which may or may not lead up to no contact, depending on mom's response, is to set a boundary around something that's really important to you. But, and hear this, isn't the biggest issue you have with mom. In this version, you're going to use the fact that she will give you pushback to your advantage. You're going to actually count on the fact that she's going to overreact. Okay. The key is you have to set a boundary about something you can control. So here are five examples. Telling mom you aren't really ready or willing to share when something she asks is too personal. Two, returning mom's emails or phone calls on your schedule instead of hers. Number three, right or wrong, you say that you need to make your own adult decision despite how she might feel about them. Number four, tell her you're going to spend the holidays with your in-laws. Number five, say you'll have to agree to disagree on a political or religious issue. These may seem like really tall mountains or really molehills, but the important thing is that you set some boundary. Okay, and that's it. When she pushes back, and we can imagine she will, you're like, okay, good. I knew this would happen. You keep your cool and stand your ground. You don't threaten anything big. You simply refuse to give her the power to have control over you. This way, you make a small change and expect a big reaction. By stating a reasonable boundary and sticking to it, you let her have her unreasonable overreaction. That's it. You expect the outsized reaction, you stand your ground, you change the dynamic. Then you repeat as necessary with each intrusion, boundary crossing, unwanted advice, and criticism. You assert your adult power. Now, no matter what mom does, you can strengthen a muscle that has been weak up till now. You can score a personal win despite mom's reactions. What are the advantages of setting a boundary first, even if you ultimately go no contact down the road? So you can set a small, low emotional boundary and expect and prepare for some pushback. That way, you're building the self-reliance muscle one small rep at a time. Also, you come from a place of thoughtful intention instead of defensive reaction. Also, setting a boundary in this way enhances your self-esteem and sense of sovereignty over your life. In this way, you're signaling to mom and to yourself that you are taking charge of your life. You are the boss of you. Imagine that. Now, here's a little acknowledged secret. As powerless as you're used to feeling, you ultimately hold the power now that you're an adult. And that includes going no contact, if that's what you choose. What? That's right. As an adult, you get to decide how much contact you have with mom. And here's another little secret. Despite her actions, and sometimes because of them, deep down, she knows it too. As a child, she did have the power. As an adult, you have the power. This is your first task to realize and accept the full extent of your power. Her actions, no matter how misguided, are actually designed to keep you from knowing this essential truth. Because when you realize it, she loses her hold on you. It's that simple. So, with that in mind, next time you ask yourself, should I go no contact with my mother? You have a whole new way of thinking about it. You get to decide what is and is not okay with you. Communicate it. Stick to your guns. That means knowing what you plan to do if mom crosses a line and exhibits a behavior you've decided is off limits. Setting the limit doesn't involve controlling her, but taking control of yourself. That's the key. Again, you aren't asking her to do something you know she probably won't do. You're taking action. What would that look like? Walk away. Stop talking. End the phone conversation. You might say, Mom, I'm going to hang up now. Mom, I'm not willing to talk to you about X anymore. Mom, I'll let you know if I change my mind about X, but for now, I'm going to do Y. Mom, I hear your concern, but I need to figure this out on my own. And disengage. These are choices that are within your power. It's that simple and that hard. But the effort is more internal than external. Will Mom go along? No, I expect not. When you set those expectations and communicate them, most daughters say, oh, my mother won't go for that. To which I'd say, of course you won't. But if you are going to wait for Mom to realize the error of her ways, you might be waiting a lifetime. Just because Mom has always called the shots in your relationship, you assume that's the way it'll always be. Wrong. In this healthier scenario, you aren't asking for her permission. You decide for yourself the kind of adult relationship that you want. Big difference. It's time to take the reins of your life. Having her in your life or not, again, is your choice. You didn't choose your mother, but you can choose how you relate, or if you relate to the mother you have. Now, will this be easy? Not on your life. In fact, when you get a minor tremor, whether you get a minor tremor or a significant earthquake of resistance, is directly proportional to the level of dysfunction in your relationship. In a healthy, balanced relationship, it involves both parties who consider each other's interests and they can compromise. And while the resistance is undeniably upsetting, it also holds incredibly valuable information. When your reasonable request touches off explosive resistance, you know you have unearthed a landmine of dysfunction. And you can't deal with something unless that you don't know is there. Then, depending on how Mom responds, this is a great litmus test to see if Mom has defenses that will be problematic and unchangeable, or if she can reverse course. If you're clear and have internal resolve, admittedly a huge task, the rest will fall into place, not smoothly or easily, but developing internal resolve is essential for your own healing, whether or not your mother ever changes. By taking the upper hand, you flip the dynamics of the relationship. For the first part of your life, Mom held the power. Now, it's your turn. So in summary, when you ask, should I go no contact with my mother? Remember, whether you're going no low contact, no contact, or I'm taking a break for now contact, if you've communicated your needs and limits, you can let her decide the level of contact by her action and response. In effect, you're saying, Mom, here's where I stand. You decide and how and if you choose to show up in my life. And this way, you're taking control rather than hoping she'll change. Then here's a bonus. Then you don't have to shoulder all of the responsibility of deciding whether or not you and Mom have a relationship. With a wake-up call, Mom may alter her approach or not. Then making the call about how much contact you have with her is based on real life data. One thing for certain, hoping mom will change is not a strategy. Whatever her response, by exercising your power in this way, you build your confidence and start living life on your own terms. And that is always a good place to start, no matter where you end up.